Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining me in the studios, I've got Mark Montoya. How are you this morning, Mark?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm really good. This is such a busy time of the year for you, Mark. There are so many fun things going on, and I'm talking about what's happening in Helper. Now, Helper has been dubbed the statewide Christmas town. And what are we on, the 28th year?
28th year.
It's insane, and I love it.
It's crazy that it's already here. It's already upon us. And by the time you blink, it'll be over. So
it's so true. And this is the week that you do not want to miss out on. There's a lot of fun things going on in Helper. And it all kind of wraps up this weekend.
Yes. Let's see. On Friday, we had our lights on ceremony. So you can go downtown already at night and see all the lights on in Helper. The shops have really souped it up this year. It looks really nice. And so it's all, everybody's in the Christmas mood already. And this week we start with our luminary memorial ceremony. It's at the Helper Cemetery. It starts at 6:30 p.m. And we sell luminaries for $7. It's a fundraiser for our Christmas town events. And it's been a really nice event in the past years. It's a great way to remember your loved ones that have passed on. And everyone seems to enjoy it. It's a great community gathering, and everybody stays around and talks. And so it's a really nice event.
So for those that have no clue what the luminary ceremony is, you basically purchase this luminary, which is a bag. It's got the candle in it. You can decorate it. You can do whatever you want with it. And it's over at the Helper Cemetery. And it's just kind of a way to remember those that have passed during the holidays.
Yeah. We've changed it up this year. We bought solar lights, and so that way we don't have to worry with flames or battery operated stuff. So they're going to be solar, and they change colors, and so it's a great way to decorate the grave. And after, you can go see, and you see all the cemetery lit up with all these different lights. It's really nice.
Now, for those that are thinking, you know, that's fantastic, but I actually don't have a loved one buried in the Helper Cemetery. That's okay. They can still participate.
They can still participate. We just put them throughout the cemetery, or we put them on a grave that's not adorned with any kind of decorations. And so it's still a way to give back and memorialize and to help someone else decorate their grave that's not able to get up there to do that.
Well, Mark, after the luminary ceremony, the schedule is jam-packed with lots of stuff going on.
Then the weekend's here, you know, Friday and Saturday, the first and second. Both nights start out with a chili dinner. It's also a fundraiser. So you can join Brenda up at the auditorium. She's cooking up some good chili. We have kielbasa, hot dogs, you name it. It's not a set menu, so it's a la carte. So if there's something you don't like, you don't have to buy it. You just purchase what you like. And it's Friday and Saturday night, both nights starting from 4 to 7 p.m. And it's a great way to stay out of the cold before the parade starts and get something to eat. And they have hot chocolate and everything. So join us up there at the Helper Auditorium on December 1st and 2nd from 4 to 7 p.m. before the parade. And then the parade is both nights at 7 p.m. We hope to start it sharply, but sometimes, you know, we have little glitches. You never know. And it's not too late to put a float in. I always tell everybody it really takes like one night to put a float together. You just have to make sure that it's got tons of lights on it. Doesn't matter what it looks like during the day, because nobody's going to really see it during the day as long as it's lit up. That's all that matters.
Right. You don't even have to wash your vehicle for this.
No, you don't.
It can be filthy, and that's fine.
It's dark. So Saturday night is a great night to go out because we have the fireworks, and they're choreographed to music on 98.3. A lot of people don't know that. So if you're watching the fireworks, tune in your radio station to 98.3, and there's music choreographed to the fireworks, and it's a great way to watch the show.
It is. It's so much fun. Now, Mark, I have been given the opportunity every single year. I come down and I kind of announce both Friday and Saturday night, and we have so much fun. What I love about it, and I think my favorite part, is the fact that I get crazy amounts of prizes to give away. So many prizes. And before, because people come out, they want to find a good spot on Main Street. So we're there a good hour before the parade kicks off. We crank up the Christmas music and we invite everyone to come and dance in the street. And it's so much fun. And I throw out prizes the whole time.
Yep, we've got all those prizes ready for you to give out. And she'll be right in front of City Hall. So gather around there. And like she says, it's a lot of fun. She gets people dancing and moving so you're not cold. And it's a fun time to watch all those kids having fun. And even the adults, they're out there dancing with their kids. It's pretty amazing. So
It absolutely is. Well, Mark, there is even more to do. Now, Saturday's always been the big night for the parade because it is the final night and there are also the fireworks. So a lot of people say, all right, I'm only going to be able to make it one night. They typically choose Saturday night, but we're trying to get people there both Friday and Saturday because it is also First Friday, which for those that have been kind of following Helper and seeing what's going on, they know that the very first Friday of every month, there's something to do in Helper.
So now there's tons to do. You can come watch the parade and join in on the First Friday events. It's kind of a little low-key for the First Friday events because there's so much going on with Christmastown, but in conjunction with Utah's Christmastown, Mallory will explain what's going on for First Friday.
Right. So for First Friday this month, it's going to be a lot of fun. Typically, we are doing gallery strolls, which we invite people to come and check out all the different galleries, and that's huge. We have a lot of people that say, you know, I just wish that I could get in all these galleries and check them out. Well, we're giving you the opportunity, and along with that, a delicious way to kind of get everyone to check them all out. We are going to be selling First Friday mugs, special edition mugs. They're super cute, and all participating galleries are going to be serving hot beverages. Now, hot chocolate, wazzle, cider, you name it, different concoctions that they've come up with, and the public purchases a beautiful little mug for $10, and they're able to go to all of these different galleries and try these different beverages, as many as they want, for free after you get the mug, and you'll also get a map as well, and then you vote on your favorite. So there's a lot going on this weekend.
Yep, there's a lot going on. And then in conjunction with the Saturday events, we have Breakfast with Santa. So we only do that on one day. So it's Saturday morning from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's also a fundraiser for Utah's Christmastown events. It's what helps us put on the fireworks and everything else that we do. And it'll be a great time. It's a great opportunity for the kids to come give their Christmas list to Santa, and you can get some food. We try to keep it really low price, like $3 for children 11 and under, and $6 for adults. So we try to keep it at a low fee so everyone can come and enjoy that event with us too.
Oh, for sure. And it's so much fun. And I go every year. And every year I'm blown away at how many people show up for this event. So it's at the Helper Civic Auditorium. Starts at 8 a.m.
till 11 a.m.
Till 11 a.m. So you've got plenty of time. I know waking up early on a Saturday morning, but don't you worry. Once you tell your kids that Santa is there and they get to go and check him out, sit on his lap and tell him what they want for Christmas, they definitely are so excited to go. And you get breakfast while you're there.
And you get breakfast. We kind of come up with a last-minute idea. Come down in your pajamas. Make it a pajama party. Don't worry about getting dressed. It's so early in the morning. You can come see Santa in your pajamas. That's usually how kids wait for him Christmas morning. They're in their pajamas. So don't be afraid to come down in your pajamas and just enjoy breakfast and keep it low-key. You know, don't worry about it.
I'm so all over this showing up in pajamas. That's totally my thing, Mark. Well, Mark, as always, this week is so much fun in Helper, and people can stay updated on the schedule of events. They can stay updated on all things going on. They can even print out the form and get everything they need to sign up a float for the parade, all on the Facebook page and the website.
Yep, UtahsChristmastown.com or Facebook. It's the same thing, Utah's Christmastown. Or you can call me at 435-650-4180, and I'll answer any questions you have.
Well, Mark, as always, it's a pleasure to get you in the studios. Is there anything else you wanted to mention?
That's it.
All right. Well, make sure to head on over. Check it out. All the fun is going on in Helper this week. It is Helper's Christmas Town. So head on over to the website, utahschristmastown.com. Check it out on Facebook. Make sure to participate and take the entire family. If you've got family in town, what a great way to kind of show them what's going on in our area. You're listening to Castle Country Radio Stations, and that has been another Castle Country Focus. For more on this interview or additional Castle Country Focus interviews, head on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.